Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things been missing.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How we doing?
All right. Great.
All right.
You ready for me to pick up reading?
Yes, I have one more caller calling in. Sister Shirley?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, here you can start reading.
All right, Numbers 28. The Lord said to Moses, give his command to the Israelites and say to them, see that you present to me at the appointed time the food for my offering made by fire, as an aroma pleasing to me. Say to them, this is the offering made by fire that you are to present to the Lord. Two lambs a year old without defect, as a regular burnt offering each day. Prepare one lamb in the morning and the other at twilight, together with a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a quarter of hen or oil from precious olives. This is the regular burnt offering instituted at Mount Sinai as a pleasing aroma, an offering made to the Lord by fire. The accompanying drink offering is to be a quarter of a hen of fermented drink with each lamb. Pour out the drink offering to the Lord at the sanctuary. Prepare the second lamb at twilight, along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering that you prepare in the morning. This is an offering made by fire and aroma pleasing to the Lord. On the seventh day, make an offering of two lambs a year old without defect, together with this drink offering and a grain offering of two tenths of an ephah. A fine flour mixed with oil. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, in addition to the regular burnt offering, and it is drink offering. On the first, present to the Lord a burnt offering of two young bulls, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old, all without defect. With each bull, that is to be a grain offering for three tenths of an ephah of fine flour mixed with ram. A grain offering of two tenths of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil. And with each lamb, a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil. This is for a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, an offering made to the Lord by fire. With each bull, there should be a drink offering of a half of a hen of wine, with the ram, a third of a hen, and with each lamb, a quarter of a hen. This is the monthly burnt offering to be made at each new moon during the year. Besides the regular burnt offering, with this drink offering, one male goat is to be presented to the Lord as a sin offering. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. I'm trying to see, where does that stop at? 25?
I stopped at 28. 24? 15. I stopped at 15. 28:15.
15?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that reading. And we did have other callers to call in. We have Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Come in, lady.
We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. And we have a T. Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see. I'll do a roll call. I have Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Mom, Angela, Hubert, and myself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
We you, Lord, again, and for the family prayer. We ask that you bind this line and loose your angel to protect us as we share our prayer with you. Oh, Lord, open up all of our heart to receive your spirit right now. Help us to actively listen to your word. Guide our mind to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moment we spend together today in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Mom. We did have another caller to call in. Let's see here. Auntie Marie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we have Angela Hubert, Sister Shirley, Mom, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, and myself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our program. Have something to share. If not, just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will go read from the How to Pray in the Spirit book.
Amen.
When you appear before God, as a wise man said, do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty with your heart to utter up in it. Anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your word be few. Ephesians 5:2. Especially so when you call God Father without some blessing, experience, and assurance of being born again when you come before Him. Oh, Father, I know I have repeated the Lord's Prayer perhaps thousands of times without any real thought of what I was praying. I am conscious that I am a Christian, born again believer, who has been right to call you Father, who had the right to call you Father. But I am aware and confess that I have taken this privilege too lightly. I confess that there has been many times when if you had your been with when if you will have done your will, your kingdom come, as I had prayed, many of my plans and always living in the world would have been radically disrupted. Help me in the future as your spirit guide me and prompt me to really pray the Lord Prayer from my heart. Lead me to pray expectantly and anxiously for the prayer to be answered in my life, not as well as when we, and as well as when you come again. Through the name of your Son, Jesus, I offer this prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of the Spirit book. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'll be reading Psalm 1.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. His delight is in the name of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted in the streams of water, who yields fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here with Psalm 1. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading Acts chapter 8, 14 to 17. When the apostle in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believer that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come to any of them, they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hand on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Acts. Next, I go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay. Yes. I pass.
Okay. Okay. All right. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Joshua, chapter 1, starting at verse 6.
I'm sorry, what book is that?
Joshua.
Joshua?
Joshua.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chapter 1, starting at the 6th verse. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Joshua. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Psalms 95, and I'm going to do 1 through 7. You can hear me?
Yes.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountains belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pastures, the flock under his care. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 15-20. Be careful how you live. Don't live like food, but like those who are wise, making the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtless, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing songs and hymns and spiritual song among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your heart, and give thanks for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Ephesians. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut in. Especially for Tawana and family, the Laitler family, the Allard family, the Hurd family, the Verner family, the Thomas family, the Lowe's family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, the Franklin family, the Cody family, Carlos and the Wells family, Lenny and family, Jarrell and family, McClure family, the Brown family, the Peters family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Moore family, Ruth Edwards, Moody family, Charlie and family, Auntie Wileen, Auntie Marie, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Auntie Care, Auntie Beth, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Brian, Tony, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your unconditional love for us. And Father God, we are praying for a complete healing in Jesus' name. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we ask that the blood cleanse them from the inside and out. Anything that is not of you be removed and never to return again. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. Birthdays, week of January 13th through the 19th.
I have January 13th. I have Effie Mae Simmons.
I'm sorry, can't hear you.
January 13th, I have Effie Mae Simmons.
Effie Mae.
Mm-hmm. On the 14th, I have John Dimmon Sr., Michael and Tamika. Of course, on the 15th, we have Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
On the 18th, we have Zoe and also LaConte Lowe. Rest in peace. And we have on the 16th, Carolyn Lewis. Another one on the 18th, Edward Johnson. That's all that I have.
Praise God. Praise God. A lot of birthdays there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's see here. Mom, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Birthday. And many, many more. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. Okay, we have reached the part of our program where we share what's on our hearts. Whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a song with the group tonight.
Amen.
One more time, God has allowed us to come together one more time, hey, one more time, one more time, God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to sing together. One more time, yeah. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together. One more time, yeah. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to serve together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together. One more time. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report, and I'm going to sing a song. My daughter Hazel got promoted to corporate management last week, and and I'm singing this song. She was in Atlanta. She was in Atlanta last week, and she just flew back, and she'll be going to Miami at the end of the month. So the Lord has still been blessing her. I'd like to give thanks to all.
Amen.
In your life, give me, what more do you need?
When you have God in your life, then what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stay all day. But I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I should need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold, killed my body, killed my soul. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 43, 1 through 7. But now this is what the Lord said. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by your name. You are mine. Then he came through the water. I will be with you. And when you came through the river, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you blaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom. Since you are precious and honor in my sight, and because I love you, I will give you people in exchange for you, nation in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughter from the end of the earth, everyone who is called by their name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Man, thank you for that reading out of Isaiah and to God. Next, I go to Sister Cheryl. Any good news?
I've had
testimony you want to share with us tonight?
I passed.
Okay. Let's see here. Sister Angela, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Mark 11, starting at 21 through 26. Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And I believe you said Proverbs?
Mark 11.
Mark 11.
Mark, okay.
21.
Thank you for that reading. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise support? Any song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for the 23rd song. Let's see here. Next, I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the Red Prayer Book, praying for the world leader. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray for our world leader that your spirit rest upon them. I pray that skillful and godly wisdom will enter into the heart of our world leader and that they will do your will. Heavenly Father, they have heart and ears attended to your godly counsel. Lord, make them women and men of your integrity that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. I pray that the wicked world leader shall be cut off and rooted out. Heavenly Father, you are the refuge of all nations, and you, Heavenly Father, love all of your people and want all nations to be in right standing with you and know that they are more than a conqueror through you. Christ Jesus, we thank you unto you, Lord, that the good news of the gospel is heard throughout the world, Lord, before you return. We ask, Lord, that the word of the Lord prevail and grow mighty in the heart and life of all nations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the Red Prayer Book. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share with the group before we go with the closing prayer? Okay, I would like to welcome Sister Shirley back. We missed you last week. Welcome back. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, if there's nothing else to be said, everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Dear God, help us not to be so consumed by so busy in our lives that we fail to find time to share your love with others.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you for the gift of fellowship with other Christians. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that closing prayer, Mom. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, our schools, and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
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 And may everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. God loves you, and so do we. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Mm-hmm. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You wipe your tears away.
Okay, the Nellis family would like to lead us with you for the week. We will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Isaiah 25:1. May everyone have a blessed week from the Nellis family. Good night.